Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 123 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We are on to special katas. These are highly specialized, prescribed forms of combat that martial artists learn and then regret. Because as we will discover, special katas are a little bit overly specialized. Despite most of them not actually offering specific moves for you to do the way the real kata would, instead, what these katas do is lock you into one approach to combat. Of the ones on page 123, there's one that isn't really a kata at all, the weapon kata we've discussed before that just allows you to add a weapon to a martial art form. All the actual katas on this page are ineffective against one guy hitting you as hard and as often as he can. Just something as simple as that. That is the key to cut the Gordian knot of the many centuries of specialized martial arts techniques and katas. One guy punching you in the face as often as he can is just no can defense. There is no way to deal with this innovative offense. But over the years, many have tried. So here are some examples of that. First of all, there is the one mind kata or kime kata. This is flexible. It's attack or defense. What it amounts to is one of your attacks or defenses in the round, you double your roll. Either you double it to hit roll, or you double a damage roll, or you double a parry roll, or you double a dodge roll. Then you get no bonuses at all to the rest of your actions during the round, and they either all have to be attacks or all have to be defenses. So you do one really awesome parry and then a bunch of shitty parries with no bonus, or you do one really great punch and then a bunch of punches with no bonus, whatever. This is effective only against other martial artists who are being overly clever with their offense. You would only ever use this if you've got somebody who's got one really good big attack to drop on you and nothing else. Because if they do have anything else coming at you, you know, if you're up against somebody who can throw multiple effective attacks per round, you'd much rather have a good chance of defending against all of them rather than definitely defending against one and having the rest pretty much always hit you. Let's say you're up against a group of unskilled combatants in a bar who think Kung Fu is stupid, and they decide to jump you. You think, well, okay, fortunately, I have my one mind kime kata. So when the first one runs up to you and tries to smack you, you roll a super parry and you get, you know, a 40 to parry or whatever and knock his hand out of the way. And then he and the rest of his friends pummel you for the rest of the round since you have no more bonus to parry. But maybe you would fare better if you had the warrior spirit kata or Debana o Kujiki kata. This is a special kata that entails not just no specific moves, but in fact, no moves at all. In warrior spirit kata, the idea is that you just look like such a badass that people don't want to fight you. You either stand still with your hands on your hips like Superman, or you walk forward resolutely, making no attacks, but just, you know, walking like nobody should get in your way. And this increases your effective mental affinity to 20, or by 6 if you already have an MA of 20 or better, giving you a chance to intimidate your foes, who, if they are intimidated, there's about a 65% chance that never goes up for most characters, then they will either back down or run away, or simply fight you with a penalty of minus 4 to hit. So suppose you're in a aforementioned bar, and you're surrounded by a group of assailants who think Kung Fu is stupid. You heard about that asshole who knows Kime who got beat up the other night. These guys are looking for a fight, so you think, okay, I'm not sure I can actually take them, but fortunately, I know warrior spirit kata. So you point yourself toward the door, you turn on your warrior spirit kata, you start walking toward that door. You've got a 65% chance to intimidate whoever you're up against, which means 65% of the people in this crowd either back down or run away, or can still try to hit you, but just not as effectively. 35% of them are unaffected. So one of the third of the people in the crowd, but let's say it works on more than 65% of them by dumb luck. Let's say that it works on all but one of them who walks up to you and smacks you in the face as hard and as often as he can. You can roll defenses normally, but you can't fight back. He wins the round. Once again, unskilled combat is the champion, my friends. It turns out that standing there doing nothing is not, in fact, the ultimate fighting technique. But maybe if we had a special kata that was designed for multiple combatants. So let us turn to next Friday at the bar, where a master of Taido goes in and runs afoul of the same group of rowdy goons. But he thinks, I've got this on lock. I know the kata of five principles. This is designed specifically for multiple combatants. Unlike most katas, it actually gives me specific moves to use. Everything anyone tries to do to me, I get a circular parry and a multiple dodge. So they try to pick a fight with you because they think Kung Fu is stupid. You activate your Kata of Five Principles. Unfortunately for you, Kata of Five Principles can only be used against multiple attackers. Now, last week, there was a guy here who, let's be fair, scared a lot of these folks. They were affected by his warrior spirit and did not attack him. So while they still think Kung Fu is stupid, they're not really eager to get into a fight. They just want to watch that one guy from last week beat your ass. So he walks up to you. And since he's not a multiple attacker, I'm sorry, there's nothing the Kata of Five Principles can do. When this unskilled combatant walks up to punch you in the face as hard and as often as he can, you are defenseless. Strike three for Kung Fu. The boys down at the We Hate Kung Fu bar are emboldened. They're just waiting for another Kung Fu hotshot to come down to the bar. And indeed one does, because on the final Friday of the month, in comes a true Kung Fu master who has learned Yodome Jutsu, or Windmill Kata. This is a badass samurai skill. In real life, it's the ability to use a sword to take out arrows coming at you. It's kind of debatable whether this is a thing people can really do, or just kind of a kung fu parlor trick that certain people have arranged to pull. But in Ninjas and Super Spies, you don't even need a sword. All you do is make a kind of windmill motion with your arms, like Andy Kaufman fighting Jerry Lawler, and you can deflect and or grab any hand-propelled object thrown at you, including arrows, thrown spears, darts, and rocks, we are assured. So if you're up against a group of people throwing rocks at you, I'm sure this will cool their jets, make them reconsider their beef with you when they try to stone you and you use your fancy pants kung fu to catch their rocks out of the air. And you better hope it cools all of these tempers, because windmill kata is ineffective against other kinds of attacks. So when the boys down at the We Hate Kung Fu bar and grill decide to attack the final Kung Fu master and he starts spinning his arms like a windmill, some of them may decide to throw darts from the dartboard. Some of them may throw bottles, and he is going to catch them out of the air, but that's only going to result in his hands being full when one brave member of the group walks forward to punch him in the face as hard and as often as he can, and windmill kata is ineffective. Unskilled combat prevails. Kung Fu is stupid. QED. The fact that the entire selection of special katas, many of which are defense-focused, contains none that are effective against just being hit, that's the dumbest thing in this page. A real missed opportunity. With the close runner-up being the fact that special katas are described as a series of prescribed movements that, by and large, do not actually prescribe any movements, and one of which is just literally not doing anything and looking scary. Join me next time when we round out our stupid martial arts powers with some Jedi shit on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.